This.
Back to school is happening soon. Now is the perfect time for your student to get prepared for the new school year by having their annual eye exam, then bringing the prescription to Michael's Optical to choose a vibrant and fun frame. Now through September, save 30% on children and teens frames. Don't forget to explore the new color options of Transitions lenses to match your student's style. Michael's Optical can also provide the Stellest lens by Essilor. Be sure to ask your doctor about the Stellest lens, and Michael's Optical will be happy to fill their prescription. Michael's Optical staff specializes in filling your eyeglass and contact lens prescriptions, and they welcome prescriptions from all optometrists and ophthalmologists. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
Hi, this is Dylan with Limp Patrol. We specialize in professional dryer vent cleaning and appliance preventative maintenance. If your clothes are taking longer to dry, your dryer could be warning you about a hidden fire hazard. Limp Patrol is here to help keep your home safe, improve appliance performance, and even lower your energy bills. Regular maintenance can help your appliances last longer and keep your home running efficiently. Don't overwork your dryer or let hidden lint start a fire. Call Limp Patrol today for a free estimate at 805-975-5176 or visit limppatrolca.com.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Ever heard of a turkey neck? Does it only show up in your 70s? Not getting enough Z's, even when you are young, can cause the skin to wrinkle and sag early. That's in part because your body releases more cortisol, a stress hormone. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. If you use tobacco, besides raising your chances of getting cancer, you could end up with wrinkles, sagging skin at an early age. Some sunlight is good for you, but beware of soaking up too many UV rays, which can damage collagen in your skin. Use sunscreen that's got a rating of SPF 30 or higher. Keep listening to learn more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator, who reminds you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, August 19th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles City Council approves changes to cannabis regulations. CAL FIRE to conduct prescribed burn on Morro Dunes Ecological Reserve. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 57 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup for security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Pastrobel City Council unanimously approved changes to its municipal code allowing cannabis non-storefront retail deliveries to operate in the city. Updates to the municipal code will also no longer limit the number of cannabis businesses allowed to operate and establish a cannabis regulatory permit. This was the first reading of the ordinance and it'll be brought back as a second reading in a later consent agenda. The Pastrobel School Board voted to approve changes to the salary schedule for positions identified below the market median in its meeting last night. In February 2026, the board was presented with a survey that compared 89 benchmark positions in the district against 9 peer organizations and found that almost 54% of the district's job classes are below the market median mid-range. Additionally, it was found that the pay for certain management titles were not far above the pay grade of teacher salaries after a certain point in their pay schedules. In part to incentivize some staff members to seek management positions, the board was presented with an increase to the salary schedules for positions in an attempt to bring their maximum salaries within plus or minus 5% of the market median, retroactive to July 1st, 2023. The board voted 6-1 to approve the motion. CAL FIRE to conduct prescribed burn on Morrow Dunes Ecological Reserve. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazon Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazon Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today 805-635-7200 or visit blazonbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. In collaboration with the Department of Fish and Wildlife and the County Air Pollution Control District, CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo will be conducting a prescribed burn on Morrow Dunes Ecological Reserve. The work will consist of burn piles of cut vegetation. Burns are planned for today and tomorrow, weather permitting. But due to the amount of vegetation being removed, there may be ongoing projects requiring multiple burn days. Additional burn days are anticipated August 24th through the 27th. The operation is designed to promote the regeneration of three rare, threatened, and endangered plant species that are either fire-dependent or benefit from fire. It will also reduce accumulated vegetation that contributes to catastrophic wildfires. Highway 58 was shut down in both directions at Navajo Quarry yesterday evening after a semi-truck overturned on the side of the roadway. The report of the incident came in at about 5 p.m. with a caller saying that a big rig rolled off the roadway near Navajo Creek Road. Emergency crews worked to clear the roadway and assist the big rig, closing Highway 58 for several hours as a result. The roadway was eventually opened at about 10:30 p.m., according to CHP's incident page. No injuries were reported. Representative Salud Carbajal announced $4.6 million in federal funding will go to the San Luis Obispo County Airport for a range of infrastructure upgrades. The funds will go to modernizing the runway's 1129 safety system, upgrading the taxiway A, and creating a plan to identify wildlife around the airport and assess how to protect aircraft from potential wildlife hazards, such as bird strikes. The funding is from the bipartisan infrastructure law's Airport Infrastructure Plan, which has since provided more than $1 billion in funding for projects in the Central Coast. Director of Airports Courtney Johnson said, quote, "This significant federal investment in safe, reliable airport infrastructure is an investment in the long-term economic vitality, connectivity, and resilience of our region." In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Rockies 7-6, the Angels over the Astros 3-1, Royals beat the Athletics 4-3, the Padres over the Mets 5-2, Guardians beat the Giants 8-1, the Yankees over the Orioles 3-1. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Rockies, the Angels will go against the Astros, the Athletics will face the Royals, the Giants will go against the Guardians, the Padres will face the Mets, the Yankees will go against the Orioles. In California news, three California fire departments received a $10,000 grant through State Farm's Good Neighbor Firefighter Safety Program among 150 recipients statewide. 82% of fire departments in the U.S. are composed entirely or mostly of volunteer firefighters. operating with a limited budget that leaves them struggling to fund equipment. Recognizing this need, State Farm teamed up with National Volunteer Fire Council to provide $1.5 million to local fire departments in 2026. San Diego County Supervisors voted 3-2 on Tuesday to end contracts with Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Border Protection. This contract termination would no longer allow members of these agencies to conduct training at county-owned facilities near the Mexican border and a Navy facility leased in the county. A special election was held yesterday to determine who will fill the seat of former California U.S. Representative Eric Swalwell in District 14 between Aisha Wahab and Melissa Hernandez. Currently, Wahab leads against Hernandez by a narrow margin of less than 1,000 votes. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real, Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Tyson Foods shut down its beef processing plant in Joslyn, Illinois, removing capacity to process about 3,000 head of cattle each day. The closure means cattle feeders who relied on the plant will have to find other processing options, potentially adding transportation costs and longer hauls. The timing is especially significant because the U.S. cattle herd remains historically tight. Producers are also watching whether reduced processing capacity could weaken the competition for cattle. World Agriculture Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski has the global outlook for wheat production and supply and demand estimates for this month.
A fairly sharp reduction in the European Union production estimate. We lowered it by 1.8 million tons this month. Just reflecting that very hot and dry weather that spread kind of across the entire EU region over the summer. A lot of that extreme heat hit right during grain filling stage for wheat, so that is showing up as reduced yield potential. So with a 1.8 million ton reduction in the forecast this month, that would bring EU's wheat production forecast down to 134.2 million tons, down just about 11 million tons from last year. We reduced our wheat export forecasts for both Russia and Ukraine this month.
And a historic El Nino is predicted for the U.S. this winter, meaning wetter weather in the south.
You work hard from sunup to sundown, raising America's beef. And with Superior Livestock Auction, it's time to be rewarded with top dollar. Consign your cattle to Superior's Labor Day video auction running September 2nd and 3rd in Hudson Oaks, Texas, and live online. Call 1-800-422-2117 or visit superiorlivestock.com today. But hurry, the consignment deadline is fast approaching. It's August 24th. The future of livestock agriculture depends on the people who keep it moving forward. That's why ranchers, livestock markets, individuals, and industry leaders are coming together through the Common Ground Coalition. Finding common ground on issues like supporting the next generation, improving access to labor, strengthening risk management tools, and protecting our rural communities. One industry working together, a stronger future. Learn more or sign on to the movement today at commongroundcoalition.net.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. California's figs are making a comeback, finding new momentum as demand grows. For longtime Central Valley residents, figs are a specialty crop and a part of the region's agriculture history. California produces 100% of commercially grown figs in the United States and ships to international markets. California's fresh fig season normally begins in mid-May and continues through November. This year, the crop got an early start after a hot March accelerated the development. While California's fig industry remains relatively small compared to other major commodities such as raisins, prunes, and table grapes, production is increasing. The 2025 crop was about 6,300 tons, up from about 5,900 tons the previous year. The growth is being driven by consumer demand. An estimated 1,000 tons of California's annual production are exported, or about 20% of the crop. Canada is a major destination, but they are also shipped to Japan, Southeast Asia, and other international markets. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Clouds and sunshine today with highs in the upper 90s. West-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with some clouds rolling in. Lows 60s, west-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-90s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny Friday, sunny on Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday and Monday, sunny Tuesday and Wednesday. Mid-90s Friday into the weekend, and then Monday and Tuesday, 91 a week from today. Currently, it is 58 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened higher after the U.S. government revealed plans to buy back long-term treasuries. Interest rates on 30-year treasuries moderated following the news. Target reported an upbeat quarter and is raising expectations for the year. Its sales rose after Target lowered prices and updated stores and merchandise. Target shares have had a big run-up this year, and this morning Target is up another 1.5%. TJX, parent company of TJ Maxx, Marshalls, and HomeGoods, is seeing a bump in sales from shoppers looking to save. It's more optimistic about this year, but TJX shares are down 2.5%. Moderna is reporting progress in tests of a skin cancer vaccine. The stock's up 84%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Once you try our bison meat, you won't go back. I'm Susanna Luthi Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband and I also raise bison at his family heritage Taylor Ranch in Cambria, and we sell our meat at a pop-up shop every Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. off Highway 46 West. So, if you're headed to or from the coast, stop by for a tender steak, delicious burger, and more. We're almost through our harvest for the year, and steaks sell out fast. So don't miss out. Find us at TaylorRanch1868.com.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
I'm Helen Duringer, David's wife. I was raised in Soviet Ukraine, and since coming here in 1995, I've tried to warn others about communism taking hold. Now everyone can see it. How did Ukraine defeat communism? We did it with strong families. That's why communists target the American families. So fight back with your family trust. God bless America.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
For over four decades, one local jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, K. John's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through the doors as an employee, learning from the jewelers who shaped the store and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, alongside her husband, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners, but quietly one vision was taking shape. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting. And soon, the cases will speak differently. More focused, more intentional, more personal. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, luxury jewelry and design from the heart.
Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech ready to go, and it is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power and Equipment dealer, and Atascadero. All right, get ready and call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL, to join us on this Wednesday edition here on The Right Choice.
Crossing the highway late last night, he should have looked left and he should have looked right. He didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in
the Morning Exchange. KPRL.
All right, timely sound off this afternoon. Karen will have on Greg and Debbie. They'll be talking about the end of the 12-year war, I guess you might say. The Paso Robles groundwater lawsuit and the millions of dollars you find people in the various areas have spent going after your neighbors to the tune of, what was it, $21 million? Let's see. More than $21 million has been spent. Let's see here. The citizens trying to defend themselves on their own property had to spend over $5 million while the taxpayers suing their neighbors, that's the government, they spent over $16 million. That might fix a couple of roads. I'm just saying. Just saying that might fix a couple of roads. So let's increase your taxes because we're doing these type of things. All right, this California law on the fires, not the fires, the tires. Okay, also, here's something to think about. Now, somebody forwarded me the report. Here is some easy reading for you in your spare time. The actual report starts on page 75. This is on tires. Now, there are some things to still consider here regarding this. I can't remember over the years if the original tires I had on my car were worth a damn or not, or did I replace the same ones? I know, you know, they give you the recommendations on, you know, the type of tire to replace when you need it. So I don't really remember. I'm just guessing here. If you buy a pretty expensive car, you probably got pretty good tires on it. I don't know. But again, it comes down to how you drive, where you drive, all these things, your driving habits and so forth and so on. But, okay, so the state of California is, requiring that these certain tires or whatever have, and again, I don't know the specifics on this regarding the measurements. Somebody mentioned them last hour. They mean absolutely nothing to me. But just for those of you joining us, this new law could potentially wipe out 70% of the tires currently available to California drivers. Now, think about that. So what does that mean? Well, it means that you buying a set of tires, that cost could go up about $300, maybe more, you know, obviously depending on the tire. They're probably just using this on a basic, your average cost of tires, I don't know. But, again, that's the decision you have for your car and also your, more importantly, your wallet. So that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. So the one of the questions that has not been answered, at least I could not find, and here's something to think about, is the enforcement. How will this be enforced? Are you going to be required to go in? Because, you know, one of the things, the mechanics, you know, whether we had Jeff Lyons on or Jimmy on now, is they would tell you that, you know, your proper maintenance on your vehicles is going to save you money. And that's a lot of things you do. You check your oil and you check your tire pressure. And your tire pressure doesn't mean once a year and different seasons and so forth. You got to adjust and so forth and so on. But again, as I said last hour, a lot of this has to do with your driving habits. So how is this going to be monitored by the government? Does anybody have a thought? And it's supposedly supposed to save Californians money in gas or electricity cost. But again, it goes back to your habits, where you live, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So something to consider, folks. And I think this goes into effect in a couple of years. And the question is whether regulators have demonstrated that the move will actually be cost-effective for consumers. The answer overwhelmingly by many is no. No. And again, we get back to the safety concerns of people putting off buying tires as long as possible. So then we leads to safety questions. I didn't, of course, I haven't read the 75 pages, and I won't, but thanks for sending it to me. Is there anything in there that they might even mention the potential safety risk of people putting off? Or, again, since who's going to regulate this, is this going to be mandated? And I wonder if these new specific tires, whatever the dimensions or whatever it's supposed to be on it, are they going to be longer-lasting tires? If they're supposed to be whatever they call efficient, but again, has any study been done on, again, I'll go to people's driving habits, where they live, and the conditions of the roads? Or was this just done on an AI computer where the world is perfect and there's no issues at all? Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So a little good news from the city council meeting last night is that there was a homeless report, and they reported the number for the point-in-time count. And here in Paso Robles, our point-in-time count was 266. And the primary age of the homeless here are between the ages of 25 and 54. And in Slo County in its entirety, we have 1,118. 666 are unsheltered. 452 are sheltered. But that represents a 22% decrease overall. So that's a good thing. And I just thought it was worth reporting that, you know, we are making some progress.
In Paso Robles, you said there's 262?
266. That was our point-in-time count. And, you know, they always understand that they don't get every single person because, you know, some of them just aren't there when they're doing the count or something like that. But it's close enough. And, again, pointing out that most are Slo residents. These are not people that have been dropped off from another state or something like that. Most of these people are Slo County residents, and they're here because. So,
well,
anyway.
Was any of the report, was there any mention of how they ended up in this situation?
No, they don't do that. The report, when they do the, well, if you were to inquire of the homeless director that we have now in Paso, if you were to inquire of her in a meeting or something like that, they have the numbers, and so does Echo, about how people became homeless. And there's a variety of reasons. We know that. Some of them just because of, you know, alcohol and drug abuse, and some of them because of life circumstances just put them where they are. And those numbers increased during COVID because businesses closed, people lost their jobs, and then it translated into people losing their homes, et cetera.
Let me intervene here. So once again, government inflated the problem.
Well, doesn't government inflate every problem?
Well, it's again. Yeah. I'm not trying to be sarcastic. I'm just trying to point out almost every day how government creates an issue. Now, if some of these, because we know that are you know the term I use, self-inflicted.
Yes.
And if most of them are here in the county, where are their friends and families helping them?
Well, I actually know two people who are homeless, and they do have family here, but they choose not to be with family for whatever reason that is. I also know the families, and those families have always said that their door is open, that this person can, you know, come back. I mean, there would always be rules, of course, but that person can always come back, and that person chooses to be where they are. So
they have opportunity from, you know, blood relatives to, you know, looks like they're that would help them, but they're saying, no, I don't want to, so I want Kevin and every other taxpayer to take care of me.
Well, okay, so you're going to be sarcastic about that, but
no,
yes.
I'm using sarcasm to try to make a point. So at what point, and I understand the people through no fault of their own, but if people are wanting to help, family members are wanting to help somebody and they say no, why should I?
Well, it's not why should you, but how can you absolve yourself of that responsibility? You can't, because there's no way through city taxes or any other way you cannot do that. So
right. So I am forced to support somebody who's making a decision where they have opportunity to get better with the help of their family, but they don't want to, so the rest of us have to be inflicted with pain for it.
Yes. That's right.
Well, you know, there used to be a thing, and it's probably old-fashioned. It used to be called tough love. You don't want the help and so forth, but you're wanting to ask total strangers that have nothing to do with you, that, you know, they may be helping other people on their own through their own goodness of their heart, and you want to add to that. That is totally irresponsible and selfish.
Well, and at this point, you know, I would certainly agree with a lot of that. But there again, you know, there's there's groups, there's the city, there's the police department, there's ECHO, there's all of those groups out there that would, you know, disagree with your philosophy about tough love. You know, they're there from a compassionate standpoint, and they're going to be out there doing everything they can through their programs to get people back on their feet. But some are not going to want it. Some of the homeless, understandably, are so alcohol-ridden, so drug-ridden, that they're done. You know, there's not probably nothing you're ever going to be able to do for them. And do we support them? Well, you know, the folks living in the riverbed, you know, we're not supporting them any other way than occasionally. I'm sure that they have to eat, so they find places to eat. And, yes, we're supporting those places that are feeding them.
Yeah, and every once in a while we have to support them in the manner of people that work in the public safety risk their lives to go down and put out fires and take them out of the river. So
yes,
there is a huge cost to this. Now, I prefer to invest my money in people and, you know, like maybe a kid who's 6 years old who, through no fault of his own, he has cancer.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so when people get on, and I'm not referring to you here, that when people get on their high horse saying, well, I have to, I'm in, no, that's your cause. People have other different causes, and just because I don't agree necessarily with your cause, don't try to paint me or guilt me into agreeing with you or wanting to help you.
Well, I agree, because I think that if you're that person who stands up, volunteers, you know, dedicates themselves to and puts forth some time and some energy to helping these causes, that's great. But I'm like you. Don't ask me to. I will not put it down, but I will also not any longer be that volunteer that supports the cause. I won't dismiss it, but I won't go volunteer and support it either.
Right, because you could be volunteering for something else that you want.
Yes, exactly. Or something that I consider, you know, more tragic or more meaningful or whatever it may be. Those choices are mine. But we certainly have a lot of people, including our police department and fire department, that support the homeless programs and do their best to keep the riverbed safe. And I, if you look at it, for the last couple of years, we have not had any fires in the riverbed because our emergency services are doing such a good job.
Right, and they went down there and they cleaned out some of the vegetation as well.
Exactly. So kudos to everybody, but I thought that the reduction in numbers was noteworthy. And
that is good to hear. So with the reduction in the numbers, and I'm assuming then some of these people that are working in this cottage industry, they won't be needed.
Well, you would think. But come on, Kevin, you know, all those industries grow. They don't reduce, they grow. So, you know, you have to, when you think about the places like Echo, for instance, their staff is not reduced because they have less program or fewer programs. They increase their staff to do what they think is probably a better job of aiding people getting off the street.
If the problem is fixed, there is no work.
Well, you can say that about the industry that treats cancer. Same thing. Mm-hmm. What have they said for years?
Yep.
You're never going to find a cure for cancer because there's too many millions of people making money from it.
Well, there might be some truth to that, don't you think?
I do think. I do.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
Thanks.
All right, let's see here. On the text, the apartment at First and Niblick are voucher Section 8 paid. I don't know if that's a question or not. I have no idea. Are you talking about the ones on the right-hand side if you're going south on Spring Street? Because I know the ones on the left-hand side, they had that issue a few years ago with all the, I don't know, what, bugs and rats or something like that, and they redid it. So I don't know. All right, here, let's see, what time do we have? Okay, let's see here. On the email, Kevin, unless I'm mistaken, the Energy Commission is the same outfit that over the years has introduced regulations that have saved consumers billions of dollars. Just look at how inexpensive gasoline and electricity is in California. And dear Ms. Devine, I believe that's her name, is newly appointed to the commission by Governor Newsom. Spent years in the legislature coming up with ways to exclude the public from their right to decide how to spend their money. This is because these people understand that we're just too dumb to make important life decisions like what kind of tires to buy or what kind of stove or oven we want. You got that right, sir. You are absolutely dead on. Dead on. Let's see here. If you're going to take over an intersection and to spend a half hour doing burnouts, I have no idea what that means. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Passerville School Board voted to approve changes to the salary schedule for positions identified below the market median in its meeting last night. The increase to salary schedules will attempt to bring their maximum salaries within plus or minus 5% of the market median, retroactive to July 1st, 2023. In collaboration with the Department of Fish and Wildlife and the County Air Pollution Control District, CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo will be conducting a prescribed burn on Morro Dunes Ecological Reserve today and tomorrow. This may also require additional burn dates August 24th through the 27th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 65 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. The November election shaping up in Florida. Congressman Byron Donalds wins the GOP nod versus Democrat David Jolly. And Florida voters approved two liberal Congress members who support Israel, Jared Moskowitz and Debbie Wasserman Schultz, against Democrat socialist challengers. But the far left Angela Nixon scored an upset in the Democrat Senate primary.
All across the state of Florida and this nation, people are demanding change. They are tired of the billionaire and corporations running this country.
On MSNBC, see Nixon faces GOP Senator Ashley Moody. A similar message in Alaska from Democrat Mary Peltola, who takes on Senator Dan S. Sullivan. Defense Day 16 with nurse Lindsay Clancy on trial for killing her three kids, arguing postpartum psychosis. The judge slapped back the prosecutor for asking her Catholic mother-in-law if she knew murder was a mortal sin. America is listening to Fox News.
Summer evenings call for something special, and Cella Ristorante and Bar at Allegretto Vineyard Resort delivers just that. Savor rustic northern Italian cuisine crafted from regionally foraged ingredients, paired with an extensive wine list and garden-inspired craft cocktails, all in the warm, inviting atmosphere Cello is known for. Whether it's dinner on the patio or drinks at the bar, Cello is the perfect Paso Robles summer night out. Visit CelloPasoRobles.com to reserve your table.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association presents Let's Make a Deal, Kids Market, and Paso Robles Fandom, August 22nd in the downtown city park. Buy, sell, or trade vintage, new, and used items. Also anime, trading cards, games, and comic books. Buy, sell, or trade at Let's Make a Deal, Kids Market, and Paso Robles Fandom, August 22nd, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the downtown city park. Admission is free. For more info, go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
County weather. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement, get it done by the pros. All right, clouds and sunshine mixed in, upper 90s. Clear tonight, overnight lows right around 60. We'll be in the mid-90s with mostly sunny skies on your Thursday. And then the mid-90s on Friday as well. And what the heck, let's throw in Saturday. And why not Sunday? Low 90s on Monday, back to mid-90s on Tuesday. It likes it there. Low 90s next Wednesday. Today's UV index will be 9. Up and down we go. Let's see here. 6:26 a.m., 7:49 p.m. We are at 65 degrees. And your weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the beautiful and very quaint and quiet River Oaks community. I like it like that. All right, San Luis Obispo County Heart, that is the, I'll tell you here. They urgently need fosters for kittens and adult and senior cats. It's in Cumbria, this shelter, but if you ever consider that, no experience is required. Heart will provide all the supplies, veterinary care, and support. Kitten fosters, that's throughout the county, and anyway, they're quite the organization. So if you can help out or want to find out more, contact Heart of San Luis Obispo County. Also, another volunteer thing, and this has been critical, particularly starting with COVID, thank you again, government, is blood donors. Blood donors are needed for all types. So the levels have been down dramatically since the government inflicted COVID nonsense. So if you could, if you used to or you haven't before, consider please giving blood. Contact the the blood banks here in the county, and they have different opportunities for you. They make it pretty convenient for you. So if you could do that, they again would appreciate it immensely. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. They've got lunch for you every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday.
Happy.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Need to have something refitted, something broke, need a battery for it, or whatever. They'll help you out. All right, local celebrities on this Wednesday include Karen Saul, Sandy Irwin, Francis Clanite, or something like that, Scott Kalar, Jamie Riley, Gary claim same thing there, Clanite, I guess, Tommy Johnson, Bonnie Tackett, Janet Robinson, Armando Gonzalez, and Bill and Jenny Reed. Another anniversary. On my right-hand side, let's see who's on the go-go here. Mogo on the go-go. Mm-hmm. Orville Wright. That's right. Wilbur's brother, 1871. He flew away in 1948. Coco Chanel, the fashion designer, 1883-1971. Ogden Nash, the poet, 1902-1971. I love the Mills Brothers, cab driver. Harry Mills, 1913-1982. Ring Lardner Jr., 1915-2000. Malcolm Forbes, 1919-1990, a guy who's spent a little time here in Paso Robles. Gene Roddenberry, 1921-1991. One of the great jockeys of all time, Willie Shoemaker, 1931-2003. Pretty good infielder with the Yankees, Bobby Richardson, 1935. Ginger Baker with Cream, the drummer, 1939-2019. I Can See Clearly Now, singer. Johnny Nash, 1940-2020. Very talented actress. Jill St. John, 1940. Billy J. Kramer of the Dakotas, 1943. This guy's a good Cajun and country singer. Yes, indeed. Eddie Raven, 1944. It's Bill Clinton's birthday, President Clinton. He was born in 1946, I'll tell you what. From the University of Tennessee, center, played for the Bengals, Bob Johnson, 1946. Tipper Gore, oh boy, 1948. Who else do we have? I'm looking. Oh, Pro Football Hall of Famer who played for the Bengals, Anthony Munoz, really good. He was born in 1958. Morton Anderson, 1960. Ron Darling, not a bad pitcher, 1960. John Stamos was born in 1963. Kevin Dillon, 1965. Another country singer, Leon Womack, 1966. Matthew Perry, 1969 to 2023. Another country singer, Clay Walker, 1969. David Patton, receiver, 1974. Missy Higgins, the singer, 1983. And that's it. All right, let's see. Who passed away on this day? The one and the only, and there was one and only, just his movies aside, but his show, You Bet Your Life, just fantastic. Groucho, the one and only. He passed away in 1977. Also, Octavian, the Roman emperor, 19 AD. Dick Gregory, the civil rights guy and comedian, 2017. Linus Pauling, the chemist, 1994, also passing away. Otto Frank, that's right. His daughter was Anne Frank, the diary of. He passed away in 1980, and that's it. Wow, okay. Well, he grew up in South Carolina, but he was a New York Yankee fan, and the reason why he became a New York Yankee fan, because the film from 1942, that was Pride of the Yankees. Bobby Richardson was born in 1935 in South Carolina, so he wanted to be a Yankee, and boy, did he end up being a Yankee and a very much respected New York Yankee, and he had a pretty good career. And one of the things the Yankees did back then, they didn't necessarily have the same combination at shortstop and second base. There are some names that are kind of synonymous, but except maybe for third base when Clete Boyer came in, but eventually, it settled down to with Bobby Richardson and Tony Kubek as one of the best double play combinations of the 1960s, and they were good. Bobby Richardson was part of a 3 world championship, and as a matter of fact, the one World Series that he lost in 1960 to the Pirates, he was the MVP of that series. It's the only time it's happened. He was a 5-time Gold Glove Award winner and an 8-time All-Star. Very steady player throughout his entire career, and again, very much respected by his teammates. One and only Bobby Richardson goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Representative Salud Carbajal announced $4.6 million in federal funding will go to the San Luis Obispo County Airport for a range of infrastructure upgrades. The funds will go to modernizing the runway's 1129 safety system, upgrading taxiway A, and identifying potential wildlife hazards. CHP reports there is a traffic collision with no injuries on Chimney Rock Road near Nacimiento Lake Drive. A vehicle hit an elk at about 7:41 this morning. Both the vehicle and the elk are traffic hazards on the roadway. CHP has a unit assigned. No further information is available at this time. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 65 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage. MarsMegaStorage.com.
He tried his hand at election. He was a Republican, and he did get the support of other former baseball players, including Joe DiMaggio, Ted Williams, Bob Feller, and a few others. And his former roommate and teammate, Tony Kubek, declined. Kubek was a Democrat. I think they're still friends. One more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.